Before we begin, let's bow our heads and pray in silence to ask God to guide this testimony.
开始以前，请大家低头默祷，求主耶稣带领。
Amen.
Amen.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
奉主耶稣的圣名，我见证。
Every time I give a testimony about this account, I'm a little bit nervous.
每次我做这样见证的时候，我都有点紧张。
Because I realize that if I give this testimony, I have to fully glorify God.
因为我了解到，当我做见证的时候，我必须要充分的glorify God, 荣耀神。
But every time I recount what God has done for me,
每次我重述神为我做的事,
then I realize how little I've done for Him.
我就明白到我为神做的事非常的少。
And how much more I need to improve.
我必须要改进的地方还很多。
But today I would like to share with everyone the experience I had when I was trying to find a job.
我今天要跟大家分享的是我找事的经验。
So the whole process really begins in the year 2008.
这经验是从2008年开始。
In the year 2008, I was studying in law school in Dallas.
在那一年我在德拉斯的法学院读书。
And normally law school is 3 years.
通常法学院要求三年的读书时间。
And before the year 2008,
在2008年之前,
the normal expectation of anyone who goes to law school is that you will find a permanent job during the summer of your second year.
一般人都会期望着在第二年的暑假的时候你就会找到一个工作了。
And it's just a well-known fact. Everyone knows that when you go to law school, this is how it's done.
每个人都晓得当你去法学院读书的时候情形就会是这样子。
But if everyone also recalls, in 2008, there was an economic crisis in the United States.
同时大家也晓得2008年的时候美国正逢经济不景气的时候。
And so it happens that that year, not only in the school I went to, almost everywhere else in every other type of academic setting, people couldn't really find jobs in 2008.
So in 2008年，不但我的学校，其他各个大学的学生们都很难找到工作。
So of course, starting in the new school year in 2008 for the third year, very few third year students actually found a permanent job.
我在2008年的时候已经是在法学院的第三年了，可是那一年很少有学生能够找到事情。
And on top of that, I was, in terms of our class ranking, I was towards the bottom 50%.
我在学校的成绩也并不是很好，好像是50%，就是中等学生。
So I thought, I shouldn't worry. I'll just wait until after I graduate, and then I go take the bar exam, and then I'll start looking.
所以我想说也不必这么紧张，就等我毕业之后我才去考律师的执照。
So in May 2009, I graduated from law school.
2009年5月我毕业。
And during, before we graduated, our dean actually called together all the graduates.
毕业之前我们校长跟每一个毕业生都谈话。
And our dean just told us very plainly, the economy is not very good right now. You'll probably not find a job.
他很明白地跟我们说，经济很不好，你可能会找不到事。
But he told us, oh, don't worry. Eventually, you'll find a job, but it will just be harder.
可是他鼓励我们不要灰心丧志，迟早会找到事的。
And so, in July of 2009, I took the bar exam for the first time.
2009年7月我第一次去考律师执照。
And soon I'll find out I didn't pass.
很快了我就知道我没有通过。
So immediately after July 2009, I started to look more seriously into finding any type of job I can.
之后我就开始认真的找事了。
But then I also knew I should try to take the bar exam again.
同时我也晓得我应该要再考一次律师的执照。
And so between 2009 summer and 2010 summer,
在2009年的暑假和2010年的暑假之间
every day I would just wake up and look at job boards and send out resumes and cover letters.
我每天都去找事，然后送履历表。
And because the bar exam is only offered twice a year,
律师执照的考试一年只有两次。
And so I thought I'll just take it the summer of the next year.
所以我在隔一年的暑假去考试。
And the first year when I was looking for a job, it was very discouraging.
第一年我找事的时候情况很糟糕。
Because during that time, I was using my parents' money and living in Dallas by myself.
我自己住在达拉斯，然后我用父母亲的钱。
My brother and sister were both in California with their families.
我哥哥姐姐们都在加州，有自己的家庭。
But my parents were living in Taiwan.
我父母亲住台湾。
And because I had no income, so they just gave me money.
因为我没办法，我还没有办法赚钱，所以我父母亲供养我。
So during that time, I had a lot of arguments with my family constantly.
因此。我经常跟我的家里有一些争执。
Because of course my siblings would encourage me to try to look harder or try to find a way to have some money at least.
我的哥哥姐姐们一直鼓励我更认真的找事，至少能够赚点钱。
And I would keep saying I'm trying, it's just I can't get anything.
我跟他们讲说我一直都在试啊，只是找不到。
And I remember there was one week which is probably the week I wanted to prove them wrong that I was trying. I had applied to 100 jobs just in that one week.
所以有一个星期，我为了要证明说并不是我的错，我在那个星期里面我申请了100个工作。
But throughout that entire year, I did not hear back from any applications I sent out.
可是我一直没有得到回音。
And so during that time, because I was jobless, I also had a lot of free time.
因为我还没有工作，所以我很多的时间。
And so, I was able to help out with a lot of different events at church.
我能够在教会的很多事工上面做事。
And so, whenever they need someone to pick up the minister from the airport or to take the minister back to the airport, they would ask me because they knew I had no job.
比如说，到机场接送，
Pastors.
传道
And every time I pick up the pastors and when I take them to the airport, they would tell me, thank God you have so much time to help with church work.
每次我送传道去机场的时候，他们都说，哇，感谢神，你有这么多的时间可以帮助教会的工作。
And then they would say, oh, don't worry, God will give you a job.
别担心，神会给你一个工作。
And I always,felt like it's so unfair. You're saying that because you have a job, and I'm only here because I don't have a job.
我心里想说，实在很不公平。你这么说，只是因为你有工作啊，可是我都还没有工作。
But this just continued for a year.
这个情况一直持续了一年。
And in the summer of 2010, in July, I took the bar for the second time.
2010年的暑假，我又再次的考律师执照。
But during that exam, I knew I didn't do well.
在考试中我就知道我考得并不好。
So the exam is a three-day exam.
这考试是历时三天。
And I wanted to go attend NYTS, a church event at California.
那时候我其实想要去加州参加教会的 NYTS。
But the bar exam was during the first week, so I could only attend during the second week.
在律师考试是在第一个星期，所以我只能够参加第二个星期。
And so I remember, after finishing the bar exam, the second time, I knew I probably failed, and I just drove to the airport to take a plane to go to California.
所以在参加了第二次的律师考试之后，我心里知道我大概会。又失败了，反正我就开车到机场去，然后到加州参加 NYTS。
And I remember the following morning when I arrived at Baldwin Park Church, it was during the morning prayer.
当我到教会的时候，第二天早上到教会的时候，是早晨间的祷告。
And before I went to the chapel, I thought, oh, this is such a great opportunity to just pray and vent to God.
我想哇，这是一个很好的机会，让我能够祷告，而且跟神
Or just to complain to God.
向神抱怨。
Because I thought, oh, I have so much stress, and NYTS is just a lot of prayer sessions, so this is the best opportunity for me to just pray about my worries.
Yeah, 因为那时候我实在是身心很疲惫沮丧，所以 NYTS 的祷告时间可以让我好好的向神祷告。
And during that time, there were a lot of other problems or challenges I was facing at church and at home and other areas.
在那段时间内，我在教会里面，在家庭里面都有很多各式各样的挑战。
So I already came up with a list in my mind that every time when it comes to prayer, I have a list of things I'm going to ask God to take care of.
所以我写了一个单子，里面列出所有各样的问题。每次祷告的时候，我就照着这个单子祷告。
And I remember during that week, the first time I went to prayer, I started to go through the list one by one.
我第一次祷告的时候，我就一样一样的在这名单上面祷告下来。
And after I finished praying, it felt very good. I felt like I was able to do what I set out to do.
祷告结束之后，我觉得非常的欣慰。
But something interesting happened the second time I went to pray.
可是第二次祷告的时候，有件事发生。
After the second or third time when I went up to pray, I started to go through my list of things to pray.
第二或第三次祷告的时候，我开始从我这个单子上面一样一样的祷告。
But as I prayed, it was harder to remember what are the things on my list.
可是我觉得怎么越来越难记得我那个单子上面的祷告的事项呢？
And by the second or third day, when I was in another prayer, I realized halfway through the prayer that I wasn't praying for any of the things that was on my list.
第二、第三天的祷告，祷告一半的时候，我就已经不太记得说我祷告的是单子上面的事情，而是祷告别的事情了。
And I started to try to pay attention to think, what was I praying about?
我开始想到说我到底在祷告什么？
And then I realized I was only praying about one thing, and I was saying in my heart, just Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
那就是只有一件事我在祷告，那就是 Hallelujah, 赞美神。
And I was kind of surprised, but it felt so good.
我自己感到很惊讶，但是我觉得很舒服。
And so for the following prayers after that, I just prayed in the same way.
所以之后的祷告，我都是那样子祷告。
And that was one of the weeks of my life I feel the closest to God.
那是我感觉到跟神很接近的一个星期。
And even looking back, I realize that it's one of the best weeks of my life.
现在回头过来看，我感觉那一星期是我人生中最好的一个星期。
And just to demonstrate how joyful I was.After one of the prayers during that week,
在那星期结束之后，那我想要让你们知道一下，我是多么的欢喜。
I was constantly feeling so joyful. One of the pastors just pulled me aside, and they were so curious why I was smiling the whole week and just so happy.
因为我总是很欣喜快乐，有一个传道就拉我到旁边来。问我说是怎么搞的，怎么会这么样的快乐？
And the pastor kept asking me, did you just get engaged, or did you get a girlfriend? Why are you so happy?
他问我说你是不是订婚了，或者是你有这个女朋友了吗？
And I said, no. And then he wouldn't believe me, so he kept pressing me, saying, are you sure? You can tell me, I won't tell anyone else.
我说没有。他说真的吗？你可以跟我讲的，我不会跟别人说的。
And then finally I told him, no, I'm just so happy, becauseAnd I told him my experience in prayer.
So I told him, no, not those things. So I told him why I'm so 高兴了。
And then he understood. He said, "Oh, thank God."
他终于了解了。他说感谢神。
So during that NYTS, I didn't pray about finding a job or didn't pray about any of the challenges I was facing.
那些几天我没有祷告为我的事祷告，也没有为我所面临的困难祷告。
And so after that summer, when I went home, I just continued looking for jobs as back to usual.
等到回到德州之后，我就继续开始像往常一样的找事。
And then suddenly in October, one day I received a phone call from a government agency.
在十月有一天，突然我接到一通电话，是从政府的机关来的。
And then they asked me. Or they told me that, we saw your application for a contract language specialist position.
他说他们接受看到我对于一个语言的申请的工作。
And they asked me if I was still interested in applying for this position.
他问我是不是还有兴趣对这项工作还有兴趣。
And at first I was thinking when I applied, because I applied multiple times to this position since 2008.
我想说我这个工作这项工作从2008年开始我就申请了好几次。
But I never received a response, so I just assumed they just threw away my resume.
但是我从来没有接受到回应，所以我想他们一定是把我的履历表搞丢掉了。
So when they called me in October, I mainly thought, oh, thank God, this is God's blessing. So I told them, yes, I'm still interested, and I would like to try to apply.
So when they called me in October, I thought, wow, this is great. This is God's blessing. I told them, yes, I'm still interested, and I would like to try to apply.
And so they said, okay, then we'll need to schedule a couple language aptitude tests for you for the next month.
They said,隔个星期，隔个月，我们会安排几样考试。
So in November, I went to take the different language test they have, and thank God I passed.
所以在十一月的时候，我就去考那他们考我的几样语言，那感谢神，我通过了。
So during this time, I thought this surely is the blessing of God. So I stopped applying to other jobs.
我想这一定是神给我的保守了，我一定会拿到这工作，所以我没有再申请其他工作。
But at the same time, my parents and then my siblings told me, well, you should still try to take the bar again just as a backup plan.
可是同时，我父母亲还有我的兄弟姐妹都继续鼓励我要去考律师执照。
So I signed up for the February bar of 2011.
所以我就申请了2011年二月份的考试。
But in January to March, I went to do a couple in-person interviews at the government agency.
在2011年的一月到三月之间，我跟着政府机关有了几次面对面的面试。
And during the interview, the person who was interviewing me was so happy with my application. They kept telling me, "Oh, we need people like you in the government."
面试的人很喜欢我的情况，所以他们说要我们需要像你这样子的人。
And at that time, I was thinking, wow, this has to be the blessing of God because everything is working out, so I don't really need the third bar exam.
所以我想，哇，这情况都很顺利，这一定是神的旨意，我大概不需要去考第三次的律师执照。
And so in February, I took the bar exam for the third time.
可是二月的时候我还是去考试。
And then in March, I had the final step of my application process for this government position.
三月份的时候，这个政府机关的申请程序就是到达最后阶段。
And so the final step was that I had to take a polygraph exam in order to start working.
这最后阶段就是要接受测谎器的测验。
And so before I went in, I thought, well, there's nothing to worry about because I just have to tell the truth.
我想没什么好担心的，我就是实话实说就可以了。
And so when I went there, it took around 30 minutes to an hour to do the preparation, and they told me, don't worry, just tell the truth.
到那边的时候花了大概30分钟到一小时的时间做准备，那他们跟我说别担心，就是讲实话就可以。
And we even went through everything that I would be telling them through the polygraph, and I know that there was nothing to worry about.
那他们也跟我说这个测谎机会问的问题。
And so I started taking the polygraph. It was only 3 questions.
这测谎机只问了3个问题。
And for the first 2 questions, I passed. It was pretty easy.
头两个问题很容易的就通过了。
And then they asked me the third question.
第三个问题。
The third question was, have you ever used drugs in your life, illegal drugs in your life?
有没有用过非法毒品在你的生活中？
And so I thought, well, of course, I've never used an illegal drug. So I said, no.
我当然没有用过，所以我说没有。
And then the examiner said, the machine shows that you're not telling the truth.
结果这监视的人说，这机器说你说谎。
And I said, no, it has to be a mistake. I've never used illegal drugs.
我说，他搞错了，这机器一定是搞错了，我从来没用过毒品啊。
And they told me, well, can you think of anything else? Maybe you used something before, you just forgot about it.
他说，你可不可以认真的想一下，以前是可不可能有没有用过，但是你忘记了。
But I told them, no, there's no way, because previously in the 30 minutes to an hour before the polygraph exam, I already told them of every crime I can think of that I've done.
这是不可能，因为在测试之前的30分钟，我都跟他们讲所有可能犯错的事情。
I told them that I used to download movies illegally. I used to do a lot of things that I think are illegal. I told them everything that I can remember.
比如说，从电脑里面那个拷贝非法的电影啊，或者是我把一切可能的都跟他们说了。
And so I told them I'm not hiding anything from you. There's no way I'm not telling the truth.
我说我没有骗你什么，我们没有那个掩饰什么事情，我不可能说谎。
And so this just went back and forth for 30 minutes.
我们就这样子来来回回的讨论了30分钟。
And finally the examiner says, sorry, there's nothing I can do because the machine says you're not telling the truth, so we can't let you pass.
最后这监考人员说，对不起，我们没办法，这个机器就是说你说谎，所以我没办法让你通过。
And so my application stopped there.
我的申请就到此截止。
So when I went home and I started to pray about this.
回家之后我开始祷告。
And I kept asking God, why did you let this happen?
我问神说，你怎么让这件事发生呢？
Of all the times where I deserved to not get something,I felt like this is the one time where I didn't do anything wrong.
我觉得这一次我一点都没有做错事情。
And as I was praying, I realized for the past couple of months, I had already assumed that this job was mine.
我在祷告中我想到在这事情发生的前几个月开始，我就已经假设认定这个工作是我的了。
And as I was praying, I realized thatIf anything, if I had a wrong mentality, I guess it was, I felt entitled to this, even though it was not mine to take.
所以我想，如果有问题的话，可能就是我的心态问题。我认为我配得这些工作，这工作就是我的。
But I still didn't really understand why.
我并不全懂为什么会这样子。
And then I called my sister, or I told my family what happened.
我跟我家人说到底是怎么回事。
And then my sister just told me, well, at least you know this is God's will because you told the truth and you still didn't get it.
他们跟我说，至少你知道这是神的旨意，至少你说了诚实的话，虽然你没有拿到这份工作。
So after March, I started to look for a job again.
所以三月份之后我就开始找事。
But by this time it's already been 2 years, so I was a little more desperate.
已经毕业已经两年了，所以我有点那个着急。
And by this time everyone in church knew that I was jobless and I was looking for a job.
这时候教会的人都知道我没有工作，然后我还在找事。
But it was really during this time where I really witnessed the love from brothers and sisters.
也就是在这段时间内，我亲身经验到教会弟兄姐妹的爱。
During this time, there were so many members who would create small tasks so that I can help them and then they can pay me.
有很多弟兄姐妹特地的为了付钱给我让我有工作做而制造了一些工作的项目。
There were some brothers and sisters who would give me a document and ask me, oh, you're a law student, can you read it for me and I'll pay you.
有人就给我比如说有人会给我一件文件说哦你是那个法学院的学生 你帮我读一读这些这个文件然后我会付你钱。
And so when I looked at the document, I just said, well, my conclusion is you should probably go to a real lawyer. And they still paid me.
我看了之后我就跟他们建议说你应该去找真正那个有执照的律师。可是他们还是付了我钱。
And there was another time where another couple invited me to their house to move a cabinet.
有一对夫妇，另外有一对夫妇，他邀请我去他家帮他们搬橱柜。
And after moving the cabinet, they said, "Oh, thank you so much for your help." And then they gave me $20.
搬完之后，他们说：“哦，谢谢你，谢谢你帮助我。”然后他们付我$20。
And there was even a sister who asked her sister to let me work at their Chinese restaurant.
有个姐妹还请她的姐妹让我去她姐妹那边的餐厅工作。
And they really tried to give me the job, but because I did it so poorly, I only did it for one day, and they asked me to not come back.
他们真的很愿意给我工作，可是我做了并不是很好，所以一天之后他们就没有再叫我回去做了。
And so during this time, every day was just applying to jobs, and a lot of different members and family members trying to help me in some way or another.
所以日子就这样子过，每天我就申请工作，然后有很多弟兄姐妹想办法来帮助我。
But by this time, I was already starting to lose faith.
这时候我渐渐的已经开始失去信心。
I just felt like I'm just applying because it's the right thing to do, but I don't know if I'll ever get a job.
我还是会继续的申请工作，可是我不确定我会拿到任何工作。
But then around April of 2011,
在2011年四月份左右
there was a member at church.
教会一个信徒
who told me, would you be interested working at our company?
他问我说，哎，你有没有兴趣到我们公司工作？
And I said, by this time, by this point, I would take any job.
在这个时候，任何工作我都愿意做的。
So this member said, oh, okay, no problem. I'm going to talk to my boss's boss, and we'll try to set up an interview with you and see if you can come work for us. And it was a pretty large company.
他说 ，OK， 那没问题。我会去跟我的老板的老板讲，安排面试。这是一家蛮大的公司。
And so I started to get my hopes up again.
所以我又燃起了希望。
And this member, along with a couple other members, really wanted to help me. So, before the interview, they called me to their houses and we had several mock interviews.
所以他们真的很愿意帮助我在面试之前，他叫我到他们家去，然后去演练面试。
And then at the same time, there were a couple members from California who knew I was looking for a job, so they kept emailing different positions to apply for.
在加州的几位信徒知道我在找事，他们也一直送那个电子邮件给我，让我知道有哪些事情可以申请。
But during that time, I thought, oh, I could already get. It seems like this position at this Dallas member's company is pretty set, so I'll probably get that job.
我觉得在达拉斯的这一家公司的工作，希望非常的大。
So I was thinking, oh, thank God, this is God's job for me.
我想哇，感谢神，这是神安排给我的工作。
But in California, there were two brothers who were really persistent. They kept emailing positions, and then they called me saying, "Oh, are you interested in applying for these?"
然而在加州有两位弟兄非常的坚持，他们一直的送电子邮件给我，甚至打电话问我说，你有没有兴趣要这个工作或那个工作。
And by that time I just thought, okay, you're so nice, so I'll just apply to this position out of respect for you, even though I probably won't take it.
因为他们非常的非常的耐很好，一直要帮助我找事，所以我也就申请了那个工作，可是即使拿到的话我可能也不会去。
So I applied to the position they asked me to apply to, and soon after I got an automatic rejection.
所以我就这样申请了那个加州的工作，但是当然就没有消息。
And I thought, oh, it doesn't matter because I'm going to go work for that other company in Dallas.
我想没关系，反正我就是要去达拉斯的莉莉家大公司工作。
And towards the end of April and May, that was during the Dallas spiritual convocation.
在四五月份底的时候，那就是达拉斯的灵修会联恩会。
But during that time, I still haven't heard about when the interview will take place.
那时候我还没有听到有任何的那个面试安排。
So I went up to the member who was setting up the job for me and asked them, "Oh, so can you give me an update on the status?"
所以我就问那位信徒说，你可不可以让我知道一下这面试的情况怎么样？
And then the member told me that actually they got in trouble for trying to set up this position.
他跟我说为了要安排这次面试他们有点麻烦了。
Because they had some other people in their company that wasn't happy with the way that they were setting it up, so they closed it, and then the member got in trouble.
因为他们公司里面有其他的人员对他们这样子的安排不高兴，所以他们把那职位取消掉了。那这位教会的信徒有一点麻烦，惹上一点麻烦。
So I felt even more bad, so I stopped asking them for help.
我觉得很难过，所以我没有再要他们帮我。
And almost immediately after that,the two brothers from California called me to ask me about the position they had sent me.
这之后，加州那两位弟兄打电话给我，问我，他们建议的工作我申请的怎么样。
And I told them, oh, I did apply, but I got rejected already.
我跟他们说，要我有申请的，但是我已经被人家拒绝了。
So when one of the brothers heard this, he said, oh. Can you hold on a second? I'm going to go eat lunch with the hiring manager for that position.
那其中一个弟兄说，你等一下，因为我等一下要跟这个雇用的经理去吃饭。
And so after lunch, he calls me again and said, I talked to, because he's friends with the hiring manager. He says, I talked to the hiring manager and she agreed to take a look at your application again.
饭后他打电话给我，跟我说，这个雇佣经理会再看一看我的申请。
So a few days later, this hiring manager actually set up an interview with me.
所以几天后，这雇佣经理就安排一个面试。
And even though I had no experience in this field,
我对这个行对这一行完全没有经验。
But thank God, the interview went fairly well.
感谢神，这面试进行顺利。
And then a few days later, this brother called me again.
几天后，这弟兄打电话给我。
And he said, "Oh, things are pretty optimistic, and at least your application process is going well."
他说，这申请的情况看起来很乐观，至少你的那个申请文件都继续在进行着。
But by this time, after two false alarms, I felt that I'm not going to really invest too much emotion into this.
可是经历过两次的那个失望，这一次我就心理上不抱着任何大的希望。
And so in May, I had to go to Hillsboro to attend a church event.
五月份的时候，我到喜乐坡参加教会。
And before I went there, I actually got an email from the hiring manager.
去之前，这雇佣经理给我了一个电子邮件。
And they wanted to schedule a second interview.
他们想要安排第二次面试。
And so it was during the church event.
啊，这面试是在教会的活动期间。
So in the middle of the church event, I went to do the second interview.
啊，所以我在参加教会活动的期间，我到了，我去参加了面试。
When the second interview began.
第二次面试开始的时候。
The first thing the hiring manager told me was that you have the job.
这雇佣经理马上跟我说，你有了这个工作了。
And she basically spent the second interview just telling me about what the job does, or what are the details of the job.
所以他利用这一次的面试时间来跟我解释工作的性质。
And then she just asked me, "So are you still interested?" And I said, "Yes."
他问我说，还有兴趣吗？我说有啊。
And then I started to just worry a little bit inside because I had already committed to helping with the Central Region SSC that was starting in last week of June to first week of July.
可是我内心里有点担心，因为我已经答应了要帮助中区的教会理论会活动，就是在六月底七月初左右。
And I was so desperate for a job. I don't know if I'll have the faith to ask for a vacation that early on.
可是我同时又急需要工作，所以我不太知道说我一开始是不是要需要拿 vacation。
So as the interview came to a close, my boss asked me, "Oh, so when would you like to start?"
这面试结束之后，他就问我说：“你哪时候想要开始工作呢？”
So I thought, "Can I start after?" I asked her, "Can I start after July 4th weekend?"
我问他说：“我可不可以在七月四号之后才开始上班？”
So she said, "Oh, in that case, just start at the end of July."
他说：“哦，如果这样子的话，那你就七月底才开始上班吧。”
And so, thank God. So because of that, I was able to help with SSC and attend the seminar right after that.
所以感谢神，那样子的话，我就能够帮助教会的理论会。
But what was most amazing is that after I had my second interview, my boss told me the next day, Human Capital will call you to make you the official offer.
这经理跟我说，第二天。Human resource
人事部，
人事部的人会打电话给你说，给你一个正式的工作通知。
So the second day, HR called me, and the first thing the personnel from HR told me was, "Do you realize how lucky you are?"
所以第二天人事部门的人打电话给我，第一句话他就说。你知道你有多幸运吗？
And she said, "We really don't see people with your credentials, with your resume, getting a job like this."
她说像你的履历表上面的这些经历，我们根本都不会理睬的。
And I just said, "Yeah, I know how blessed I am."
我说呀，我知道我是多么的被保守，多幸运。
And when she started to tell me all the benefits and the details of the job.
他开始跟我解释工作以及福利。
During that time, all I can think of is, "Lord, I'm such a sinner."
我心里面想的就是，哦，神啊，我是如此大的罪人。
Because I realized that at that point, I don't deserve this at all.
因为我想，我根本不配得这些福利。
And even though it was during a church seminar, I think at that point, my faith was far worse than when I was attending NYTS in 2010.
因为在那时候，即使我参加教会的座谈，但是我自己的信心比起参加 NYTS 的时候低落很多。
And it was at that time I realized that every time an elder or a pastor told me, "Don't worry, that God will take care of you."
因为每次传道长老跟我说：“别担心，神会照顾你。”
And then they just told me, "Oh, thank God! Just use this free time you have now to draw close to God, to serve God as much as you can."
就是心存感谢，利用这段时间好好的 服侍神。
Then I, at that point when I received the job offer, I realized that they were completely right.
所以在我拿到这份工作的、当刻，我心里面想说，哇，他们真的都是，他们是对的。
And I just felt so ashamed that even though I had so much、time and so much opportunity to serve God、in those 2 years,、I don't think I had the correct mentality for most of the time.
在那过去的两年，我虽然我有很多的时间来服侍神，但是我的心态并不是很正确，我为此感到很羞愧。
And so starting in July, I started this job that I still currently have.
从七月份开始我就开始工作，一直到现在为止。
And thank God, when I started the job, at first I was very nervous because I've never done this type of, or I've never done anything in that position before.
刚开始工作的时候我就很紧张，因为我从来没有做过这一类的事。
But God really prepared all the right coworkers.
可是神却替我安排了很好的同工同事
and all the right mentors at the company.
以及领导者
so that somehow I was able to learn how to do the job.
所以我能够学习到如何去执行这份工作。
But every time when I think back of the process that I went through to acquire the job,
每次我回想这份工作的过程
I realize that God's plan is truly the best.
我深切的同意神的计划是最好的计划。
And God's arrangement is perfect.
神的安排是完美的。
But a lot of times, my attitude during God's arrangement is not the best.
在神的安排里面，我经常我自己的态度却不是最好的。
And especially now, looking back at those 2 years,
现在回顾过去两年，那两年
，I keep thinking of the verse in. The verse in 1 Corinthians when Paul was talking about how we are made a spectacle for the angels. Or we are like on a stage for the angels.
Which one?
In 1 Corinthians 4, verse 9.
我会回想这件事的时候，我会经常想到哥林多前书
Chapter 4, verse 9.
第四章的第九节。
Where Paul was talking about how
这里是保罗讲的哈，我想神把我们使徒明明列在幕后，好像定死罪的囚犯，因为我们成了一台戏给世人和天使观看。
Where really everything we do is what we do it on a stage for the angels and to men.
我们就像在舞台上面演戏给世人和天使看。
And God's plan will always be fulfilled.
神的计划总是会被实现的。
But then how we participate in that plan, is really our choice.
我们要如何来参与这台戏是我们自己的选择。
And that concludes my testimony. May all the glory be unto God.
愿所有的荣耀归于神。
感谢主，郑弟兄他谈到他在早逝的过程。
Thank God, Brother James talk about the process of his job seeking.
罗马书里面谈到说万事互相效力让爱神的人都益处。
The book of Romans talk about whoever loves God will be benefited.
虽然他在找工作的过程当中有一段辛苦的过程。
Although He suffers and faced a lot of challenges during his job search.
但是这当中都有神的美意。
There are God's will in it.
一方面在灵性上也能够得到很多的帮助。
And he is helped in his spirituality.
他可以利用这段时间参与服事的工作参加一些教会的训练进修。
And he had time to participate in church activities.
本来认为说很有把握的，但是最后到最后关头，这个都落空了。
A lot of things he thought sure became empty.
让我们知道说不是我们人为计划、人努力就够了，最后还是掌握在神的手里。
That tells that, very little things, few things, is under our control. Everything is under God's control.
所以能够更加依靠神，最后神给他预备一个非常好的工作。
Eventually, he relies on God more, and God prepares a good job for him.
所以传道书里面说人有时候神安排一些平安顺利的环境在我们面前。
Sometimes God prepares a good environment for us.
有时候安排一些不顺利的环境。
But sometimes he provides the adverse environment.
目的就是要让我们知道说即使人的命运人的遭遇不是掌握在自己的手里。
So that we understand the destiny is not in our control.
让我们能够更加的依靠神。
So that we can rely God more.
我们知道神所给我们安排是我们给我们预备的都是最好的。
Whatever God prepared for us is the best.
感谢主从他的经验里面。
From his experience,
让我们知道说要依靠神，不是靠我们人的聪明智慧。
We know that we have to rely on God, but not our smartness.
我们能够认定神，抓住他，神就会带领我们的道路。
Understanding God and getting hold on God, so that God will guide our way.
感谢主我们见证会就到这里结束。
Thank God, this morning session. And is here.
我们一起低头默祷。
Let's bow our head and pray.